our Lord here expounds upon us on the virtue of charity, and often this text from Scripture is misunderstood and used, unfortunately, even by Christians to justify compromising of their faith. Indeed, when the Lord says for us to give to everyone who begs that which they beg, he does not mean we are to give to each and every one what they ask for. If by the light of faith we discern that what is asked for is for the good both of the temporal and the spiritual order of the soul, then we are to give it. But if we are asked to give something that we know not to be good for the soul, then we are to deny it, for in this case, denial would be giving them the greater good. And indeed, we even see this example given to us, as all good examples are, by the Lord himself. For early in his ministry, the apostles, as well as the Pharisees and the scribes, were asking our Lord to use his power and authority, because the authority was recognized by the disciples and the Pharisees alike. For did not they all claim that he speaks and teaches with such authority? But they were asking that that power, that is, the power he manifested through his miraculous works and the authority he manifested through his teaching, be used for their purposes, and so the Lord was constantly denying them. And ultimately, he denied particularly the Pharisees and the scribes, not to condemn them, but to try to bring them to their senses so that they would accept the Messiah, not on their terms, but on his terms, and then they would truly begin that work of saving their souls. And so our Lord tells us and gives us that example that we are to give that which is good. And so often it is in an age in which the world is distancing itself from the moral teaching of Christ, we are not to give everyone that which they ask. For many seek permission to do things that we know are sinful, and so we must deny them that advice. For when we deny, also our Lord is instructing us that we must be able to give as good a reason as we are capable of in faith as to why we deny that which someone asks us, so that we plant those seeds in the soul of those who ask for things contrary to the will of God. And indeed, our Lord tells us in all this, we are to expect nothing, that is, nothing in repayment. Freely we are to give, because the Lord himself gives the example. When all were at enmity with him, save his blessed mother, he gave himself freely and totally for our sake. And in a certain sense, the Lord did not expect anything in return. He simply made the offering of himself, and then we have the opportunity to choose. To choose the love of God manifested to us on Mount Calvary, or to reject it. But our Lord instructs there is a price to pay for the choice. If we choose rightly, then we will receive that eternal recompense that he promises to all those who remain faithful to him. If we choose to reject the free offering of the Son of God on Calvary for our sins, then we will pay an eternal recompense, because we will be condemned for all eternity in hell. And so let us strive always in all things to give the example of the Lord. For everything he teaches and also gives the most extraordinary example of. And so let us, especially in this age of compromise, give to those who are in need, both in the temple and primarily in the spiritual order, that which is good for them, and to deny them that which is bad, because in denial we must see a greater good. Because ultimately, if we deny things to souls based on faith and as far as we can our understanding of that faith, then we are giving them something much more precious and much more valuable. For we are giving them in some way that knowledge by which we hope they come to know that they have a greater goal and a greater thing to aspire for, because their human dignity consists in the fact that the Son of God offered himself freely for their sins so that they may come to know and love and serve God in this life and to enjoy his company forever in eternal life to come.